Where's the hotel, Mother? Up on the left.
Oh, it's really been quite a long trip. You must be tired, David, after driving all day. It'll be nice to have a good hot meal.
I'll take the bags and check into our rooms. Mother, you can go and freshen up, and I'll meet you in the dining room in 10 minutes.
Okay, David.
Oh, boy, that was a long time sitting in one position.
Can I help you with your bag, sir?
Okay, thank you. Well, I'll just get them out of the back of the car.
Ow! Are you all right, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's nothing.
That was a delicious meal.
Will there be anything else, madam?
David, would you like a dessert?
No, thank you, Mother.
Yes, that'll be all. Shall we go up to the room, David?
Okay, Mother.
Ow!
David, are you all right?
Well, it's my stomach.
Is everything all right, sir?
Yes, I think I'll be okay. Let me see if I can walk.
Oh, David.
Here, let me help you, sir.
Thank you.
Shall I notify a doctor?
No, thank you. I don't think that will be necessary.
Madam, please let us know if there's anything you need.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David, where is it hurting?
No, it's my stomach, Mother. It's in the lower right-hand side of my stomach, right here. Mother, please pray for me.
Oh, Lord, we come to you now. We claim your word, your promises on healing, of which there's so many through the Bible.
Yes, Lord.
You said that these signs shall follow them that believe in me. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
So we ask you now, Lord, that you take away this pain and heal David in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The day of miracles is not past. The day of miracles is not past.
David, it's been 2 hours since I prayed for you. Is it getting better?
No, Mother. No, it's getting worse.
Do you think it's something that you ate?
No, it's a very sharp pain right here in the lower right side of my stomach. Mother, I think it's my appendix.
Oh, David, then we need to get you to the hospital right away.
Well, Mother, look, I know it's an easy operation to get it taken out, but, well, don't you think that I should trust the Lord to heal me?
Well, David...
Well, I mean, here we are traveling around the country giving your testimony how the Lord healed you and raised you from a deathbed and...
David, faith is a dangerous game of life and death. It's not to be played with lightly.
I know that, Mother, but, well, what do you think I should do?
It must be according to your faith, David. I can't decide for you.
No, Mother, no, please don't call the doctor yet.
No, I'm calling the local pastor, James Brady, to come over and pray with us. He has great faith for healing. Could you please put me through to 777-437? I would like to speak to Pastor James.
Oh, Lord. Oh, please help me. Oh, I realize that you're just testing our faith when we have these trials. To see if we'll still trust you, Lord. I've already survived all kinds of accidents and injuries and even death. But you delivered me out of them all, Lord. No matter what they were or how many. I just don't have the faith for them to cut me up with knives and tinker around with my body at the hospital, Lord. You made my body, and you certainly know how to fix it. In fact, if it wasn't for you healing me when I was a boy, I would be a blind man today.
It sure is nice that we can take hot baths now, Virginia.
Yes, it's a lot nicer to have baths now that we have a water heater.
What is behind the little door in the gas heater?
Well, David, that's where the burner is, and that's where you light the gas.
Can you teach me how to do it?
Oh, no. This thing is not for little children to play with. You'd better stand back.
But I'd at least like to see how you do it.
Okay, but not too close.
Now here are the matches.
Then we open the little door.
I can see right in. Oh, it's dark in there.
Yes, but not for long. Then we turn on the gas.
Daddy always strikes the match first.
These matches must be wet or something. I'll try another one.
What's that smell?
Oh, it's the gas. Now, why would this match strike? Oh, here we go.
Let me see.
What's happened?
David! Virginia!
Mother! Oh, what's happened? The gas heater! It exploded! Oh, David!
David got the flames right in his face!
Are you all right, Virginia?
Yes, I am. David got it all because he was looking right into the hole.
Oh, David!
Oh, no. Okay, we'd better get him downstairs. Here we go. Put him here on the couch. Okay, David, how do you feel?
Oh, it hurts so bad. My eyes.
Yama, his eyebrows and his eyes are just... They're all burnt off. Everything is burnt and black. Look at me, David.
Oh, I can't see you, Mother.
Greta, you're a nurse. How bad does it look?
Let me see, David. Oh, my God! He has burnt his eyes! He'll never see again!
Are you sure, Greta?
Yes, the flames burn his eyes! He's blind!
Let's get Valentine!
Leila Valentine! Come, quickly! We must pray for him quickly!
What happened?
The gas heater exploded right in David's face, and he got burnt really bad. And his eyes, he can't see.
You mean to say he's blind?
Yes, come quickly.
Is he here, Mr. Valentine?
Don't worry, son. We're going to pray for you.
Is that Mr. Valentine?
Yes, it is. Jesus heals, and the Lord is going to take care of it. Now, let me put my hands on your eyes. Lord, in Jesus' name, we rebuke this burn, and we ask you right now to heal these eyes. This is your child, and he belongs to you, and you've got to heal his eyes in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Still the God of miracles, and he can still heal today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You didn't fail me then, and you've never failed me all these years. So why should you fail me now? Or why should I fail you by not trusting you? Oh!
Ah!
Oh, God, it hurts so much! Oh, God, please help and strengthen me.
Oh, just wait, David. Let me answer the phone.
Room 7?
Hello?
Pastor Brady is at reception.
Oh, please send him up.
Lord, you said that the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. And you also said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and there are no exceptions. You can heal anything. And so, Lord, we demand and expect an answer. We hold you to your word and cling to your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, David, we've done our part and put you in the Lord's hands, and now the rest is up to God.
I believe he's going to do it, Pastor Brady.
Virginia, please let me know if there's anything else I can do. If you like, I could stay here with you.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. But you've done all that you can. Like you say, he's in the Lord's hands now.
Then good night, Virginia, and good night, David. You have my phone number.
Good night.
Good night, Pastor Brady.
The day of miracles is not past. The day of miracles is not past.
Oh, Mother, it's unbearable. I can't stand it. I've never felt so much pain in my life.
David, maybe I should send for an ambulance.
Oh.
And if they take you to the hospital,
Maybe they'll at least give you tests to see exactly what's wrong. And maybe they'll know what to give you and what I shouldn't give you. You know, the doctors know a lot of things that I don't know. If your appendix should burst, why, it will kill you.
Oh, Mother, I've hardly ever been to a doctor in my life. Why should I start now? And the times you had taken me, they weren't much use. You remember that time? You remember that time, Mother, when my foot was crushed?
David, let me comb your hair. We're getting close to the city, so I want you to look nice.
Oh, standing here, I can see everything out front. But the roads get so dusty in the heat. Watch out, Daddy! There's a great big cow coming on the road!
Hold on!
Oh! David!
Oh, just missed it!
David fell out of the car as you swerved!
What? Oh, no! The car that was driving behind us might have hit him! Quick!
Are you hurt?
I was driving in the car behind you when I saw your son fell out. I tried the best I could to avoid him, but I think I ran over his foot.
Oh, no, I hope it's not broken.
We'd better get him to a hospital, quick.
Are you sure there's nothing you can do, Doctor?
I'm sorry, madam. There's nothing. It's hopeless. It's no use. This boy's ankle, as you can see from the x-ray... The bones are completely crushed.
But there must be something you can do.
You can see for yourself the ankle bone has been reduced to pulp. About all I can do is bandage it up. But he'll never be able to walk normally again. He'll have to use a crutch or a cane for the rest of his life.
Mother, will I ever be able to walk normally again?
Well, the doctors can't heal you, David, but the Lord can if he wants to. Dear Lord, the doctor said that David's foot is so badly hurt he'll never get to walk normally again, but that doesn't have to be. You said all things are possible to him that believeth, and it's your word and it cannot fail. So we ask you to please heal David's foot, Lord, and restore it completely so he'll be able to walk perfectly well again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, David, it's now 2 weeks since we prayed for you and we brought you to this foot specialist just to see how your foot is doing.
Here he comes with the results now.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brandt.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Mrs. Brandt. How are you?
Good afternoon.
And this is your little boy whose foot was run over?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was run over by a car right over his ankle.
And one whose ankle was all smashed.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what the doctor said. Look, here at the x-ray results.
And he said that David would never be able to walk normally again.
But we've prayed for him.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Brandt, your son's foot...
Yes?
Yes?
...is completely healed.
Really?
You mean I'll be able to walk normally again?
Yes, you will, my boy.
Oh,
praise
thank
God.
The Lord.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing. In all my years working as a specialist, I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Praise God. He's still on the throne and prayer changes things.
If the Lord hadn't healed me then, Mother... I would be a crippled man today. But at that time, there was nothing the doctors could do, and so we just had to trust God for a miracle. But this time it's different, because there is a choice. There is something that the doctors could do. But when I know that God likes us to have the kind of faith that still chooses God in spite of the other possibilities.
Oh, Mother! Oh, Lord,
David,
help me!
David, let me help you back on the bed!
I can't unbend. Oh, Mother, the pain is so intense. If it wasn't that hotel room, I would scream! Oh!
Look, David, just hold on. I'll be right back.
Central City Hospital, can I help you?
Yes, my son is very sick. May I speak with the doctor on duty?
One moment, please.
Hello, this is Dr. Harris speaking.
Doctor, I believe my son has an acute attack of appendicitis. He's in terrible pain, and I wanted to consult with you what I could do for him.
Madam, could I ask you why you hadn't had your doctor come over and check him?
Well, you see, my boy,
He's a little bit fanatical. I suggested calling a doctor, but he said he didn't want me to, and that he believes that God is going to heal him.
So he believes God's going to heal him?
Yes, but I thought I could call you. Perhaps you could send an ambulance over and take him to the hospital, and then perhaps you could treat him a little bit there, and that might help.
I'm sorry, madam, but I wouldn't dream of doing that.
What?
Well, you see, if I send an ambulance down there, the first thing they're going to do is give him a shot and knock him out to relieve the pain, and then he wouldn't be able to trust God, would he?
Oh, yes, I see.
Madam, if that boy wants to trust God, don't take him near a hospital, and don't call a doctor. You let him trust God.
All right. Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I know a preacher here in town who's really got faith for healing, and he comes here to my hospital and lays hands on the sick, and they get healed.
Oh, really?
Yes. His phone number is 777-437, and his name is Reverend James Brady.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him.
Just tell him that Dr. Harris, the director of the Central City Hospital, referred you to him. He'll understand.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The day of miracles is not past. The day of miracles is not past.
Oh, Lord. Oh, well, it really feels like it's going to burst. Maybe I should go to the hospital.
No! No! Faith doesn't even consider the hospital. Faith knows God will do it, and he will!
David, I was just speaking to the doctor.
Mother.
Well, I was just asking for advice.
Well, what did he say?
Something very unusual for a doctor. He said that we should trust the Lord.
What?
And he recommended I contact a certain pastor who has great faith for healing.
Who?
Pastor Brady.
Oh, but that's a miracle. Mother, that's a definite sign from the Lord that he's going to heal me.
Amen. I admit I was getting a little scared.
Well, Mother, you've prayed for me. Pastor Brady has prayed for me, and the doctor has told you to trust the Lord. So, if God's going to heal me, then he can do it without any help. And if he doesn't want to heal me, then... well, nobody can. So, I ought to be able to just get up off the floor and lie on the bed and trust the Lord and just close my eyes and go to sleep.
Wanted to check how you're feeling now.
Mother.
Last night you were in such pain.
Mother, the pain, there's no pain there now. It's gone. It has gone.
Are you sure,
yes,
David?
Yes, it's gone. I'm completely healed. It's a miracle.
Oh, praise God. He never fails, even when we are faithless. Oh, Lord, forgive me for ever doubting.
Oh, no, Mother, you were such an encouragement. Besides, I think it's sometimes easier to have faith for yourself than for others.
Oh, David, God bless you for your
Thank
faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
You really put yourself on a limb and you soared it off.
And God had to take care of me, and he did. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He has never failed in one of his good promises. Oh, Mother, if the world only knew how much could be accomplished through the power of prayer, that the day of miracles is not past, that God is still alive and working just as powerfully as ever through those that trust in him.
Made
day of miracles is not past. God is still in the business of transforming the bodies that need it, as well as the hearts, the minds, and the spirits. To heal is a small thing for him, the God of creation. If he can create the body, he certainly can fix it. He says, "Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings."